Women of the Long March, written by Lily Xiaohong Li and Sue Wiles. The first 10-day period in June found a thin and drawn Kang Ke Tsing almost 6,000 metres above sea level, surrounded by snow-capped peaks at the foot of the snowy mountains on the Sichuan-Tibet border. She was climbing onto the roof of the world. She set out strongly, but once past the tree line had difficulty breathing, felt weak and giddy, and couldn't swallow any food. She was suffering from altitude sickness. Her companion that day was singer-songwriter Li Bochao. As a native of Sichuan, Li Bochao was rather more at home in the extremes of the high country, so she shouldered Kang Ke Tsing's knapsack and guided her steadily up the rocky trail. When Kang Ke Tsing's steps slowed, Li Bochao urged her on. Still, Kang Ke Tsing's eyelids drooped and her steps slowed as even Li Bochao started to flag. For the first time in her life, Kang Ke Tsing's strength was not up to the task. Her lungs were seizing up, her legs were buckling, it was too hard. She could not go on. She tried to sit down. Li Bochao grabbed her arm and held her upright, while an animal handler clucked his mule close too. Kang Ke Tsing grasped the docile animal's coarse tail and lurched forward as it stolidly resumed the climb. Her entire world view restricted to the mule's round rump and two large ears, she concentrated every ounce of her will into holding on to its tail and lifting one leaden foot after the other. It was late morning by the time the handler halted his mule at the top and stood in the whipping wind while Kang Ke Tsing unfurled her cramped hands. Hardly daring to glance at the silent world of white below, she allowed Li Bochao to guide her. Obediently, she sat down and, wind whistling in her ears, slid down the icy trail of those who had gone before. Many of the men were so exhausted from the climb, they slid right off the mountain to their death.